Blog Talk Radio.
We gonna have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey!
Woo! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, got one more, just my love. I've been complicating things, just like me, to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple.
Pots for Solar Records Radio, and what a beautiful Sunday it is. We just pray that God is with you and that you are having a good time in it with it, wherever you are and whoever you're with. We just pray that, you know, God is blessing you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You know, as we get going, how about let's just pray a little bit real fast here. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Father, for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. Father, we ask a special and amazing prayer for our loved ones, our friends, people that we care about, Father. We ask that you just bless them, Father, no matter what they're going through, you know, whatever their situation is, you know, Father. Thank God. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for being able to see between, you know, all of our situations, see our sicknesses before they come. Thank you for being able to heal us, Father. Thank you for being able to call us out by name. Thank you for being able to be willing to love us, you know, despite who we are and what we've done. We're so grateful for you. We thank you every single moment for your precious gifts. Oh, Father, you're an amazing God. So, Father, right here and now, we're going to do our show, and we just want you to just bless us, bless the listeners, the ones, you know, that we are looking, Father. We're doing our job. We're trying to plant the seed. We're doing what you asked us to do, to reach out to our brothers and sisters and love on each other. And so here we are here at Solar Records Radio, doing our best to be our best. We love you. We praise you. And we lift up your holy name. Thank you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name, we ask all of our blessings. Amen. God is so good, isn't he? Oh, man, oh, man. So, guys, we want to have a good day. We want to enjoy God. We want to just have a good time together. So just give your life. Oh, God, build your life on Christ. That's what we have to do. Come on, build your life. That's the, listen to the song. Build your life. That is so beautiful. I tell you guys, it's amazing that if you could do that, if we could just honestly just reach out and build our lives on Christ, just let him bless us, let him guide us, let him show us the way, let him teach us, let us learn, let us grow, let us remember his sacrifices for us. And let us know that we can always seek the truth. We hear his voice, right? We hear his voice. His sheep, he said, my sheep know my voice, right? So you'll know when God is talking to you. You'll know. Remember that. Remember that when you get confused, you just listen for Jesus' voice. You listen because you are his. You belong to him, and don't let anyone tell you anything differently, okay? So listen, I want you to meditate on these songs, right? We're going to do this together, all right? So we're going to meditate on these songs, and then we are going to get into we want to give you a little scripture we're going to share with you. And so thank you so much for doing this with us. We love you. We love you. Come on, listen to these words. Meditate on the Christ.
You've never been closer than you are right now.
Child, you are in love. Child, you are in love. I will be content in every
on the mountaintop, I can see so clear.
y'all. Be encouraged, boo. Come on.
A long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
All right, guys, lift your hands up for Jesus. Come on, let's have a good time in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All right, keep it going, keep it going. We're going to do this together, and we're going to lift him up. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Toby Mac, come on, my brother.
Last night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up. Some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough.
I just need valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me when I'm beat down, broken. Hold my heart when it's split wide open. Turn these eyes to my soul protector. Break the will of this born destructor.
Why you're my king, and Jesus, you really are my king, and I thank you so much for being that and blessing my brothers and sisters. I mean, that's where I see how powerful you are and how wonderful you are and how just it shows that you are who you say you are, because, you know, to see it in others really blessed me. Just imagine if you're dating someone, right? You're going out with someone. The smart thing that most of us do is that we look at how that person treats people, their loved ones. We watch how they treat them. We watch how they treat their friends. We watch how they treat strangers. We see how they do these things, and it kind of gives us more of an insight as to who they really are, right? And so when Jesus does that with all of these people, it just, whoa, it's so overwhelming. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been in church after church after church, people, groups of people, and more groups of people who feel the same way, that God has blessed them, that he has shown them, that they are so in love with him that it's overwhelming for them. And for me, when I start to add all of those figures in of all these people, how overwhelming is it for me to see, wow, I'm not the only person feeling this way. Why? Why are so many people feeling this way? Well, because he is real. And we all come from different walks of life, different places in the world. We have this same amazing feeling from Christ that is just like overwhelming. So he is not to be denied. He is not to be denied. He is the King of all kings. He is who he say he is. And we are who he says we are. And I am so blessed because of that. You know, he's given me a beautiful wife that I prayed for. I didn't deserve. I basically begged him. And then finally, it was like, okay, after 10 years, I know if we can get it, it'll happen. And then, bam, there she was. And it's just like, what? So if things that we may ask for in Christ, they will come. But we have to be patient in Christ as well, because there's a lot of us that are asking so many things from God right now. And I think the best thing that we can ask from God at this point is wisdom to know how to do it yourself. God, just give me the wisdom. I don't need you to give me the house or the car or the girl or the man. I just need you to give me the wisdom to obtain those things that you think are good for me. And with that wisdom, oh my God, you can do so many things with it. And so I'm just grateful that I'm learning so much about him throughout my Bible studies and just talking to my friends and hearing their stories and their walks and the things that they're going through and how God has blessed them in their storms. And it's just beautiful. And that's why we come here every Sunday on Solar Records Radio to just celebrate Christ, be grateful for what he's done, who he is, and why he is loving us the way that he is. And so are you ready to have something you want to read?
Well, not exactly. Can I talk?
Yeah, okay.
Not exactly.
Hold on, wait, but you have to I'm going to turn your mic on. So what do you want? I'll turn your mic on. Okay. There you go. Kayla. Yeah,
well,
there?
Hello, everyone out there. I'm there and here.
Okay, go ahead.
So, what a wonderful opportunity to talk with all of you today. You know, Liddell is talking about wisdom. And one of the other things is how do we reach a destination, whether that might be looking for wisdom, or maybe in a larger sense, maybe our eyes, to be focused on our journey to God. Our destination is having life and being able to be with God in the end. And certainly there's a lot of small steps on the way to reach that. So many things that we need to do. to be there with God that final day of our life. But I ran across something that I thought might be good because I was looking for scripture. But then I saw this and went, no, I'm feeling God is telling me to share this. Many of you may have heard of Rick Warren. And Rick Warren is a pastor in California who has planted churches really all over the world. And one of the things that he has talked about at length for many, many, many years, decades probably, is the purpose-driven life. That if we're going to go on the journey of life with our destination being to reach God at the end of that life, at the end of that journey, then there are certain things in small steps that we have to take to be able to continue on that journey and reach the destination that we want. We have to have our life be purpose-driven so that we take those steps to reach that destination. Since life is in itself a preparation for eternity, Rick wrote that you want to use your time on earth fulfilling God's purposes for you, for me, for each of us. We have to think about what are those things we need to do, those small steps to have that destination. And we must live God's purpose for us to be able to reach that destination. And one of the things that Rick Warren talked about was that we are planned for God's pleasure, worship. That's one small step to that destination. We have to make that commitment to use this day to get to know and love God better. We also need to, in that journey, to be formed, to know that we were formed for God's family, and we need to take that part of the destination, that step called fellowship, that we commit that we will use this day to show love other believers. We also have to be conscious we are created to become like Christ. So the next small step is discipleship. And I shouldn't call it small. It's a big step. And that we have to commit that we'll use this day to make choices to grow character, because we must have that character before we end our journey. We need to be cognizant and aware that we are shaped to serve God. So that other small step is ministry. We all have to be a part of ministry, even though we may not be a pastor, or we might not be an assistant pastor, or deacons, or elders. We are all shaped to serve God through ministry to others. And the one thing you would make a commitment for that step, I will use this day to serve God by serving others. Another step in that journey is to know that we're made for a mission. And this is really one of our final before we reach God, is that of evangelism. We need to use this day and every day to share the good news. For as in Psalm 138:8, it says, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. In other words, we'll receive the purpose through our journey so that we reach that destination. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Again, Psalm 138, verse 8. So you might want to look at this even in closer detail. How do we make this journey? How do we reach God in all ways? How do we show God that we are taking all those steps that are necessary for our life to achieve the purpose that he has for us in life? And if you'd like to explore this further, I'm pretty sure that Saddleback Church, Rick Warren, you can still look on the website and learn more in terms of what Rick teaches, to know how we do each one of these things that I went over: worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, evangelism. That's what we need to reach the destination of a purpose-driven life.
All right. Okay. Wow. So, you know, those are steps in your journey. And if you look at the flyer, you can see kind of what we're talking about today. My brother, my beautiful brother, Greg, put them together for us. And it was a message that needed to be heard, and I believe also a message that I needed to hear. Let me just go ahead and mute that microphone. A journey never begins at its destination. It starts with one small step. And so, you know, I understand that that we need to not allow ourselves to be overwhelmed about our destination, but focus more on the individual steps to get us there. See, those smaller steps are there to protect us, right? Because it can be overwhelming. If I thought about from the beginning, when I decided that I wanted to be a professional musician, if I think about all the things that I had to do to become a professional musician, it probably would have overwhelmed me and made me not want to pursue it, because it was just, that's just too much. It's too much to think about. And so that's why it's so important for us to be able to departmentalize our, you know, our way, our journey, where we're going. And so, and enjoy each section of it. Enjoy it. Don't, you know, like, just like, okay, this is, I'm going to get there, but I got to get there. And when you get there, you want your brain to be okay, right? You don't want to be burnt out and fried and done. And I'm not, you know, now you're not even going to be good at what you had to go through, because you did not take the time out to appreciate and enjoy each step. And sometimes those steps may be critical. They may be difficult. You know, many times I've practiced because I really wanted to be the best jazz drummer in Philadelphia. And I practiced and I remember, you know, because I turned the lights off. I turned the lights off and I was down in the basement and I was going and just practicing. Nobody was home, just drums and I. And we were going, 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 going. And I remember hit my hand and it just kept going. And, you know, because it's easy to hit your hand, right? You got two hands and you got the sticks in them and you're just all over the place and playing and playing. And I imagined myself on stage. So I was, it helped me to enjoy the journey. And the journey got painful sometimes, because as I was playing, like I said, I would hit my hand on different things. But I was enjoying the journey. I made sure I enjoyed the journey. And then when the lights came on, I discovered blood was everywhere. And so that was the painful part of the journey, but I was enjoying it. And so we're going to have difficult times along the way, but don't let the devil confuse you. Don't let him manipulate you. Stay focused on what it is that you're supposed to do so that you can enjoy the gift that God has given you. And it's going to happen, but you have to focus and you have to stay focused. And the devil is there to tempt you, to throw you off track, but because there's a purpose. There's a purpose. There's a reason why God wants you to do what it is that he puts on your heart. Whether you become a doctor, a lawyer, or Indian chief, whatever you become, it is a reason God want to put you there to bless to someone or something, or you need to be there. And so that's why, you know, we have to remember we're all individuals. we all matter. Even if you're beat up right now, just going crazy, hate your life, you know, some of you thinking, I just want this to end. No. No. No, 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 no. That's the devil twisting you and confusing you and making you think it's over. It's not over. You know, you could take this low part in your life and make this the launching board to your new life. It's okay to be in a bad place, but don't let the bad place destroy you. Use it as a launching board to spring you into action to bless yourself. You can do that. You might think, I don't have the strength, but you know what? God will carry your cross and you. You just got to be faithful. You got to trust him. You got to give it to him. He created you. He brought you this far. He didn't bring this far just to drop you off right there. Come on. So no, you're going to be okay. It might be just a little bump in the road. For you, it might feel like this is more than a bump. Well, you know what? You could be in jail right now listening online. You know, or you could be where you are sitting at home listening online. But you have to remember, you know, it can always get worse. It can always get worse. So let's go for making it better. If it could always get worse, it could always get better. Go for the good. Let's give God a chance. Let's let him show off. Show off who he is to the world. Let him use you to bless the world. I mean, he's done it so many times for so many people. Why not you? Why not me? You know, I have a new book out. I'm concerned that I didn't do, you know, I'm trying to do things my way. And, you know, and so I have friends that periodically go, well, this is what you're doing, and this is why you're here, and this is what you need to do, and then you'll probably be where you want to be. But right now, you are where you are because that's what you've done with it. That's where you put yourself. You only just released it. Why are you putting so much pressure? It's stages, one step at a time. One step at a time, mister. I'm talking to myself, you know. And so I have an audio book out, Wardell Potts Jr., and it's about the, you know, my story as a young man and how I was blessed to have a family who supported me and loved me. And that's what my book is about. And that's what I need to stay focused on, not the things that the devil want me to focus on. Like, well, what's going on now? Where are those people that, you know what? I can't focus on that. I got to focus on the gift that God gave me. And that's the opportunity to have this book, to be able to have that story to share, to bless another child that may have dreams. So anyway, you know, please just do your best to be your best. Love on each other. Love on yourself, you know, and trust in God. Everything's going to be okay. You got the victory. You got the victory. God is already, he's already sent his son here to die for you on the cross and forgave you for your sins. He's forgiving you. It's done. It's over. It's finished. Stop worrying about your little sins. Your sins is over. Jesus has already died for that. Don't worry about it. And you're going to make more. We're going to make more mistakes, but we've already been covered. So I love you. God loves you. He loves you so much. You're his sheep, and he will come back for that one lost sheep, because that one lost sheep, he loves. He loves. And when he comes back for you, he's not coming back to punish you. He's coming back to love on you even more because you just got lost along the way. It's not your fault that you got lost. You just got lost. As far as God is concerned, he's not going to punish you. He's going to love you. So come on. Be loved by Jesus. He loves you all the time. You got victory. You got the victory. Thank you so much for tuning in. And know it. Know it. Claim it. Thank God for it. Praise him for it. Find a friend. Find a church if you don't have. Find people who love God and fellowship with them. Don't stay in the dark by yourself. You don't have to be there. And it's hard sometimes to pull yourself up by yourself. Sometimes we need to fellowship with others so that they can help us along the way. And it's okay. God made us to be here for each other. So that's what it's for. That's what we're here for. All right? You got the victory. Remember that. Jesus loves you. So, Father, thank you so much right now, Father, for, you know, just blessing and loving us the way that you do. Thank you for caring about us and coming back after us. Thank you for chasing us down. Thank you for being the best God there is. Thank you for being who you are, the great I am. We love you so much and appreciate you, your mercy and your grace. We love who you are. We love all the things that you have done for us and you are doing for us. Thank you for the vision. Thank you for the opportunities. Thank you for our friends. Thank you for the people that are going to help us along the way. Thank you so much for the struggles as we learn from them. Thank you for the wisdom that we are learning about you with, and we the wisdom that's going to help us to do better as we grow in you. So thank you for everything in advance. Thank you for the brothers and sisters out in the world that may be listening to the show that have turned their life over to you, Father. Please give them the opportunity to come home. Quicken their hearts, Father. Please quicken them right now in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to quicken their hearts, Father. Oh, thank you so much. We love you and we appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we just ask that you bless our week. Keep us good and safe. And thanks again for giving us the opportunity to come onto the airwaves and share with our brothers and sisters your words, Father, your music, and just all your gifts. Thank you so much for loving us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask all our blessings. Amen. 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 And guys, make sure you know the Holy Spirit is right there. And so ask the Holy Spirit to come in. Jesus left the Holy Spirit here for us so that we could be redirected. Okay? And our destination on our journey, as we're on this journey, our destination is to get home to Christ. Okay? All right. Thank you. You got the victory. You got the victory.
I got the victory.
Good night, everyone. God bless you. Take care. We love you. We love you. Good night, everyone. We love you. Take care. Take care. This is Wardell Potts Jr. with Solar Records Theo and Dr. Kayla Massey. Take care of yourselves. Mwah. I wish I could sing. I wish I could.